Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dove, CPRA chairman, it's a Coastal Protection Restoration Authority. They made an announcement the other day relative to the Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion Project, and this process revealed competing science, competing opinions, and potential outcomes, and he joins us to explain the next steps. Gordon, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Newell.
Sir, it's always good to hear your voice. So the other day, as the lead implementing trustee, you guys made a decision, for the benefit of the listening audience, explain exactly what it was and what it means.
As you know, in 2013, when the decision was made by CPRA, the Corps was already developing and engineering a 2,500 to 15,000 CFS diversion that was authorized under the 2007 word of bill authorization and congressionally authorized. The Corps decided after studying the big diversions to go with a smaller one. In 2013, they had been working on it 6 years. A decision was made to go with the larger diversion of 75,000, which the Corps had decided they did not want to do the big diversions because they weren't going to work. They would have too much trouble. Now, remember that this was on a 65-35% match. We were going to save $1 billion plus. So the decision was made when the BP money came around. Remember, Macondo was 2010, April of 2010. The money came around because I was in the legislature at the time. It came around in 2013. So after 6 years of the Corps working on a smaller diversion, the decision was made. I disagreed with it 1,000,000%. And the move was made to go with this larger diversion of 75,000, which is 2 billion gallons an hour, or beneficial use of 1.3 billion gallons an hour, not a day, an hour. And then it escalated from 750 million to 3.1 billion. But 2.8 billion, you were out of BP money. So the legislature would have to come in and put the rest of the money on. When Governor Jeff Landry got in office, he the first thing after I was appointed and ratified by the Senate, he told me I want facts, figures, and backup on where we are on the diversion. And so we went into this review for months to try to find out exactly what went wrong and why this thing is out of whack. And, you know, it started in 2016, it already jumped to $1.5 billion, in 21, 2.2, and then in 23, it was released for construction at $3.1 billion under the John Bell administration. And so, as you know, we inherited this. So, lo and behold, the Corps of Engineers came along and suspended the project because of a flawed redacted model that was done that was not given the 90% It was 90% complete, not given to the design group, and it was redacted parts of it. And if you look on a Corps website, they have the redacted portion. They have the redacted models that they put on there, and they have the correct models. And the correct models show only 4,000 to 7,000 CFS. Excuse me, 4,000 acres in 50 years, 5-0. So with that said, we had already suspended the construction because of the cost was just getting out of hand. Now, you know, $600 million had been spent, but the majority of it was spent before we took office. They went ahead and started it. Well, one of the other big things that the Corps had a problem with, and we had a problem with, is that the National Flood Insurance Program wasn't approved in 8 parishes that this thing would affect, this diversion. That was on a Corps of Engineers permit. That's about 2 years to get approval from FEMA. As you well know, FEMA is very difficult to get flood maps and NFIP approval, and then the parishes had to sign off of it. So number one was the suspension by the Corps, not the suspension by CPRA of the permit. It was done by the United States Army Corps of Engineers. And I understand this went all the way to Washington. And and then it was the O&M. The O&M cost of it is billions of is $1.7 billion over the life of it, just in the bay. Another, it could get as much as $50 million a year because you're gonna cause shoaling in a river that we're responsible for. So there was no monies and no monies for the O&M to speak of. I mean, they had $80 million over the life of it, 50 years, which didn't even touch hardly the first year. So with all that together, we approached the trustee implementation group and we submitted everything to them. And of course, they went ahead and suspended it, which is the U.S. Department of Commerce, which is NOAA, the U.S. Department of Interior, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. If they call it the LATIG, federal trustees. They went ahead and agreed with us, and the exact words was for us to come, you know, that after they went ahead and they signed a resolution canceling it, for us to start submitting new projects. We are going to have $2.3 billion in new projects that we are going to submit for all the parishes, including Plaquemines. We are building a land bridge in Plaquemines. The Corps is going to move forward. We're working with them now on a 2,500 to 15,000 CFS diversion with dedicated dredging that will produce 19,000 acres. The land bridge will produce 6,800 acres between Jefferson and Plaquemines. We will save $1 billion letting the Corps move forward. They already got 6 years into it and 10 years of study that this is the correct diversion. And remember this, dude. Look at Davis Pond. That's 10,000 CFS. That's not 75,000. Look at Carnarvon. The Corps built both of these. Carnarvon is 8,000 CFS. The Corps realized that these big diversions wasn't going to work because of the quality of the water, and of course you have total destruction of the fisheries, the oysters, and the shrimp. And so because remember, you're lifting a whole basin from 1'6" to 3 feet. So that's why you have to buy out all these 800 pieces of property and Plaquemines. And they didn't even get to Jefferson yet. And then you got the saltwater wedge. Like I say, the shoaling could affect it. And so, the cost, everything over $2.8 billion has to come out of your state tax dollars through the legislature. And, of course, the legislature don't have billions of dollars over the next decades to spend on this. So I hope I didn't go into too much detail. But, this was all the factors that led to where it led. But the main factor with the Corps of Engineers made the decision, not CPRA, the Corps to suspend the permit, which is very seldom done. It was because someone had redacted models. In other words, they changed them. And certain models were not submitted to the design group at a 90%. And, of course, the ones that they didn't want to submit showed a lot less beneficial use. So I hope I didn't go into too much detail.
No, sir, not at all. In fact, Gordon, you made mention about O&M, operations and maintenance. For the benefit of the listening audience, I think that number was $50 million a year. So you're talking over this 50-year period of time, another $2.5 billion in cost. Where was that money going to come from?
It has to come from the legislature, or you've got to dedicate, you know, Gomesa money. As you know, we just got, thanks to Steve Scalise and our congressional delegation, we got $50 million a year more in Gomesa, which is the Gulf of Mexico revenue sharing. Of course, we call it Gulf of America now, revenue sharing. And so we get about $200 million a year between ad royalties that we can use for everything from levees to pump stations to coastal restoration, et cetera. You would have obligated that. This would have devastated the coastal programs. There would be no more big projects unless you found another way to get money. It used up the main two funding streams, which was what we call NIFWIF, which was $660 million, which is the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, which came from the BP oil spill, and NERDA, Natural Resources Damage Assessment, which was $2.26 billion. So if you add them all together, that's $2.8 billion. And that was it. There's no more money. You want to build other things in Louisiana? You better take it out of Gomesa. If you want O&M, it better come from Gomesa, or it better come through the legislature, through capital outlay, surplus funding, or general funding out of the general budget. So you cannot build this thing unless the state's willing to put up billions of dollars over the next few decades.
The O&M alone would have represented 25% of the existing Gomesa money. I mean,
the O&M could have been $50 million plus, because when you start shoaling in a river, and these diverges have shown a shoaling in a river. Remember, the core Neptune is 119,000 CFS. It's shoaling the river so terrible that the core is choking it down to 80. They're choking it down 39,000 CFS, and that's what they're looking at to begin with. Because what it happens, it shoals, and of course, as you know, it's very expensive to dredge the Mississippi River. Well, we were responsible for that.
Right.
It was also becoming a hazard to navigation. And so all these things one looked at, let me tell you what they did, though. They took, to cover all of the problems and all the concerns, they put $80 million in it was called an adaptive management fund that was good for 50 years. Now, do the math. That's about $1.6 million a year. So when anyone would ask, how are you going to pay for this, someone would come along and say, oh, we have an adaptive management fund of $80 million. But that wasn't $80 million a year. That was $80 billion for 50 years. And that's where the public was not being told exactly. There is $80 million adaptive management plan, but it's for the life of the project. So you understand they were covering it with that because there was no more money.
So a lot of people are asking the question, I always thought that dredging was a much better route. You can do targeted dredging in areas where you begin to see coastal erosion more and areas that you want to be able to address in a much quicker fashion. Some of the dredging that you're talking about, how much time will those projects take as opposed to this one that was talking about 50 years, a creation of about 80 acres a year over that 50-year period?
Well, that's a great question because to permit for long distance pipeline sediment, or if you pump it right out of the bays like they did in Lake Bourne, they did a 3,500 acres pumping it right out of Lake Bourne, which is a lot cheaper than coming off the river, and that starts creating land immediately. So it takes you 3 years to 4 years to permit that, let's say. The day you pumping, you're creating with a 32-inch dredge 1 to 3 acres a day, depending on the depth of your water, of course, and how high you're coming. Now, right. So the beauty part about that is you start immediately. Remember, the diversion, the big 75,000 diversion was a 6-year construction period. Now,
right.
You're going to have to take another 2 years before you get started for the NFIP, National Flood Insurance Program approval, as per the Corps' permit. That's one another reason they suspended it. It was never done under the previous administration. So you're looking at 8 to 10 years before you see your first, before the water starts flowing. You're looking at 20 years before you see anything. And you're looking at 50 years, and if you do the math, I don't think me and you are going to be around to see whether this, it made the land they said it would create. Dredging is where it's at. We plan to do barrier islands. Okay, the $2.3 billion is going to be spent on barrier islands, land bridges, and on marsh recreation and from St. Bernard Parish, St. Tammany, all the way along the Gulf Coast. And we are going to move all immediately on the Barataria 23.5-mile land bridge, which will stop the inflow, to the north of high salinity salt water. And remember this, I am not recreating the wheel. When I was in the legislature, this was all being done till 2013. This was all approved. This was all in the master plan. I was on CPRA. And the decision was made and it was changed. And look, do I believe anyone changed it thinking it would ever reach $3.1 billion? No. But that's when they should have backed off when it doubled. We're not the Corps of Engineers. The Corps of Engineers can have something double, but they got a $7 trillion budget in Washington. We don't. We cannot spend that kind of money. But what's bad, it took away from all the other parishes' monies that was for other barrier islands and other land bridges and other things in St. Bernard Parish and Jefferson and Lafourche. And because the people of Plaquemines, as you well know, didn't even want it. They sued. And part of the lawsuit was because the NFIP was not performed on the floodplains. That's part of their lawsuit. You can look it up. But they had 7 other parishes they were supposed to get, and it was such a rush to – remember, they moved forward the construction in 2023 in August. The election was October. Okay, there's no doubt it was moved forward with only a 90% design engineered. So once it was finished, they came back to us and says, we want another $120 million now to contract them. And so this thing just escalated, and then you start plugging in the O&M. But then remember, so then all these communities, you have to buy these communities. That's not enough money. We see 400 inquiries were sent to landowners on 800 parcels of property and houses and what have you, and only 34 responses came back.
Wow.
They were trying to get people to voluntarily sell out. Only 34, not all 34, said they'd sell out. So that was you were going to appropriate a quick take, and you were going to end up in court with all those properties, so you better get your team of lawyers. You already have 7 lawsuits on land that they expropriated that's on the footprint in Plaquemines itself. One guy sued us for $100 million, one company. But, I mean, we think we could sell them all out with a lot cheaper than that, and we have the monies to settle them out. So it's just everything kept escalating.
So
and, with Jeff Landry, Governor Jeff Landry wanted facts, figures, and backup. So we had engineers, we had CPAs. He didn't want Gordon Dove's word that we don't need to do this or we need to change it. He wanted facts, figures, the same facts and figures I gave to him. I submitted to the Committee of Natural Resources on the House and Senate, Committee of Transportation, the House and Senate, and it went to the full floor and the full House for concurrence of the annual plan, but we submitted the information on the Barataria to all your committees. We had a unanimous vote in all 4 committees except Natural resources, we had 2 no votes on natural resources, and we had 13 yeses and 2 noes.
Gordon, I was early on said I thought this project was a boondoggle from day one. I was never a supporter of it. I didn't believe the science. I don't believe the science as it relates to Neptune, and I don't believe the science as it relates to Mardi Gras Pass, and I think they're all contributing to saltwater intrusion. And I believe that if we want to utilize those passes, that we ought to be sending dredge pipe through there right now, close those passes off, and start dredging. Let me finish with this question.
You know what you just said. Neptune and Mardi Gras together is 160,000 CFS, so it's pulling the water out of the Mississippi, and it's not getting down to the bird's feet, and you're not getting the flow of water down there. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, but I was going to say, in a perfect world, how many dredges would you want working in the Mississippi River doing East Bank, West Bank work right now if you had an open checkbook?
Well, I would have, in a Mississippi River, I would have 2 to 3 dredges in the river, but in the bays, I'd have about 6 dredges because you could find good soil. The sediment that you want to put out of the bays, you got to go search for it. But they found it in Lake Barnes, and they pumped 3,500 acres with good soil. So I would have about 6 or 7 dredges working in the bays. Mm-hmm. You know, from Barrett area to Terrebonne Bay in Lafourche Parish, Terrebonne Parish, and then I'd have them working over in Vermilion Parish, all the parishes. If we're going to save this coast, we've got to dredge it, whether it be out of the river, the Chaffalaya River, or the bays. You've got good soil there. Lake Barnes proved it. Lake Barnes proved it with 3,500 acres recreated, and that was one of the most successful projects that I've seen. Spanish Pass, Keith Hinckley and them. If you look at Spanish Pass, right off of Venice, they created 1,500 acres. You can drive your car on it now. Now, that came off the river, and it had bulldozers. Another thing, when you dredge, you can lift it to 4 feet. So if you lift it to 4 feet, if you have sea level rise, you will be ahead of the game. If you just let the diversion work, it will only move sediment to the level of whatever the water level is. So as sea level rises, most of that will be underwater. It's in all your environmental impact statements, and the one that was redacted. If you read that one, it says it that a lot of the sediment that you will move to build anything through the 75,000 sediment diversion will be underwater with sea level rise if they're predicting it correctly.
Got to bring this to an end. Thank you so much for joining us today and backfilling all of the information relative to why we find ourselves where we find ourselves. In fact, the next time I have you on, if you don't mind, I'd like to get on for an hour, and talk about this. I think a lot of folks have been misinformed to a certain extent. They don't quite understand.
We're able to redirect $2.3 billion, would it be, that's going to new projects, and any parish can apply for it that's in the coastal zone. And
absolutely.
Also, we save Gomesa to do Gomesa. We can do anything in the coastline, and we're not going to the legislature for any money. We're self-sufficient once again. It was a win-win deal. And like I said, I want to thank Jeff Landry for coming out and saying, hey, give me facts, figures, high engineered firm, and let's find out what happened. And we found out what happened. So did the Corps. Why would the Corps of U.S. Army Corps of Engineers suspend it? They're not going to listen to Gordon Dove and say, if I say
no, exactly.
That's the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
They had their doubts all along. I think a lot of this was coming from D.C., as you well know.
Well,
Gordon, thank you.
For 12 years, they sold a good game, certain groups, and the truth came out, and that's what we gave to the public. And thank you so much, Newell, for listening to me.
Thank you, sir. Always appreciate it. Gordon Dove, CPRA Chairman. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And stay with us. Welcome back, folks. So we will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina at the end of August. And it was actually so many incredible things that happened during the recovery. I was I had the benefit of being front and center, right, of seeing it happen each and every day, of working with so many organizations, helping them get through some of the red tape, getting them back out on the streets, making sure materials weren't stolen, all kinds of different ways that the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office helped. But I was always amazed by the level of commitment of these contractors that were out on the streets. And the other day, I saw a submission to their membership from the ABC New Orleans Association, Associated Builders and Contractors, New Orleans and Bayou section, asking them for project submissions for post-Katrina rebuilds. And I wanted to have them on the show because I just think that they did an incredible job. The organizations that worked with one another did an incredible job, and I thought they were definitely worthy of bringing them on and giving them the opportunity to talk about it. So we have Jeb Bruno, who's the president and CEO of the ABC New Orleans Bayou chapter. Jeb, welcome to the show.
Newell, thanks so much for having me on. My pleasure.
Jeb, it's really an honor for me to have you on. You know, when we look back, there are defining moments of major, you know, accomplishments and reopenings, like the Louisiana Superdome, for one. And it created a lot of momentum. But, you know, the things that happened day in and day out on the streets, a lot of what was going on with members of your organization really pulling it together and making a big difference I think, in, for example, in Jefferson Parish, we came back pretty quick, and I think it was due to the collective effort of a lot of your members.
Absolutely, and you mentioned, you know, surrounding parishes of where things were devastated. That's what really helped New Orleans proper, but the whole region come back. And there's no doubt that the construction projects and the speed to which some of these things were done, I think we forget here 20 years later how devastated the city was. And how, we're talking about a $135 billion storm. And it's amazing to think within 6 months, you had schools reopening, you had stores reopening. It's just a conglomerate pull together of so many people between private industry and government, and certainly the construction companies that I represent had a major role in that. I mean, countless examples, just a few. You talk about what's Baptist Hospital today, and they had a helipad up there during Katrina. It was shut down for many years. You know, that reopened in 2014. Not all of this recovery happened right away. In fact, it's still happening. When we just, you know, celebrated the Super Bowl here and all the great projects that were done. But I think it is, we just asked our membership to submit to us, what did you do during that crazy time period 20 years ago when we were devastated and finding a way to bring our city back to life?
And there were just so many impactful openings. I mean, one after the other, creating momentum. And I really thought it was healthy for the psyche of the folks that lived here, right? Getting back to normal where we would see this sustained progress. And I guess probably that's the best way that I could identify it. You know, and as a person that was working in government at the time, and there were a lot of different issues presented in a lot of different ways that are out of the ordinary. It was amazing to me how willing and open and receptive folks were to trying things, doing this, doing that, just being nimble, just getting to the end game, make it happen, right?
100% agree. I mean, I live out in the Lakeview area, and obviously that was devastated, but there were parts of the lake area that were coming back, and to see Mount Carmel come back online and the grocery store and Heinz reopening, as our devastated neighborhood, much like other parts of the city and surrounding area that flooded, as those things came back online, it just gave a great deal of optimism and renewal to folks as they were coming back. I'm guided to also thinking of folks like Mara and Jack Donahue, who brought the commerce secretary here, and the head of the U.S. Chamber, and 150 business leaders, and all the nonprofits, and all the just charity and faith-based organizations, in addition to the government. It was just a complete, and there were problems along the way, but it was just a complete group effort to bring us back. And I think it's worth celebrating 20 years late.
You couldn't help but have problems. You couldn't help but have missteps. We were in uncharted territory, right?
No doubt. I mean, the levee system that's been rebuilt with the Corps of Engineers help. I mean, no, we were susceptible. And if you remember, right after Katrina, we had another storm that hit a little bit further away, but, you know, 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later. And that was pretty depressing to watch. But then to, like you said, to watch the city come back year after year after year. And it's amazing that that we are where we are. Another project that I think of that was submitted to us is the rebuilding of Xavier University by Landis Construction. And I think it was Dr. Francis that told the Landis folks, you know, I need to be reopened in 6 months. And no, you're talking about 50, 60 buildings on a major campus here. You mentioned the Dome, and I think about All-Star and Broadmoor. And I was lucky enough to be in the Dome that night when we beat the Falcons, when Steve Gleason blocked the punt. And that was so symbolic, not just, I mean, I cried. That was not just the reopening of the Dome. It was the significance of our city. We survived. We were still alive, and we had a chance to thrive. So absolutely, those things are important.
So I know you sent out a call to your members, and I just wanted to highlight it. Let's go through that, if you don't mind, of what you're looking for in case any of your members are listening. That, you know, a lot of times they don't see every piece of mail that comes their way. And I just thought this was an important initiative.
Absolutely. Thank you for that opportunity. We're looking for members and really anybody in the construction industry that wants to chime in, send us an email and tell us about how you were involved in rebuilding New Orleans and the New Orleans area after Hurricane Katrina. What did you do? What project was it based on? What was the significance of it? I mean, I think we take a lot of things for granted, Newell, that we were in such a devastated space, and how we are 20 years later is simply amazing. That's not to say that we're without problems still, or that we can be better. That's definitely room for improvement. But we were on the precipice of really being knocked off the map, and we recovered from it. And that there's a lot of grit and integrity that went into that by our members and just the people that stayed here. I can't talk much more of the enormous
and
the recovery efforts we had.
You're asking for them to submit the following by August 8th, the project name, brief description, and your company's role, the location where the project was done, the impact, the statement on your work's significance to the recovery, and any pictures that they may have before, during, and after. And you also suggest don't forget to make sure that you have sharing rights on those. And you can email these submissions to Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, at abcbayou.com with the subject line Katrina Rebuilding Project Submission. And I have to imagine all of this is on your website as well, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that website is?
It's www.abcneworleansbayou.com. You can also find us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all those social media platforms as well.
Yeah, in fact, I'm getting a number of texts saying we're still not at 100%. That's so true. You know, it's interesting, and you don't need to comment on this, Jeb, but you may if you'd like. When I looked at Hurricane Sandy and what happened up there and the trials and tribulations that they had, you know, when they were passing judgment on us, and then they got a little dose of reality up there, and they began to understand exactly what the challenges are. And then now I'm looking at it in present time of what's going on in Pacific Heights in California. Here we are months later, and I think there's three permits that have been issued. And,
yeah, you know, absolutely. Anytime there's a disaster, just the speed of government is not as fast as individuals. You mentioned those instances. I think of the flooding in North Carolina, obviously the devastation in Texas. Anytime there's a natural disaster or a man-made disaster, it's remarkable how human beings can come together to make things better. And you mentioned earlier of as things came back online, people got excited. It really regionalized the city, right? Because most of us had to move out of the city and live in a surrounding parish or area. And so, it's pretty amazing that our members, we at New Orleans, ABC New Orleans Bayou, we represent the 12 parishes around New Orleans. I know I lived on Algiers for a year while things were being rebuilt. I lived in Hammond. Many people from St. Bernard moved across the lake. It regionalized the area and was a great. It's been a great recovery, and yes, there is still more to come. So I just thank you for highlighting us here today. I want to remind people that, you know, we at ABC New Orleans Bayou, we're building the workforce, we're networking, we're promoting safety, and we're definitely about community and political engagement. And please submit those projects to us, talking about the recovery of things that you worked on since Hurricane Katrina. Thanks so much, Newell.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Jeb Bruno, President and CEO of the ABC New Orleans Bayou Chapter. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, it's really enjoyable to talk about the successes in the city. And this past weekend was a huge success in many different ways. The UFC 318 was in New Orleans. I guess it's called the UFC 318. I don't happen to follow it. They had a crowd of 18,138 folks in the Smoothie King Center on Saturday night, over $8 million in ticket sales, which represents the highest grossing gate in Smoothie King history. The highest grossing gate in Smoothie King history for that fight Saturday night. Dana White, who is the UFC president and CEO, said that night was a huge success. The gate, the buzz, the energy in this town, it couldn't have been better. And he was very, very happy. And as a number of folks over at New Orleans & Company and Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, the LSED, the manager of the facilities as well, congratulations to each and every one of them and all of the folks in the city that participated in bringing this event to the city. Obviously, it is exciting when you hit marks like this, and it is truly emblematic of the fact that this city is built to host. We'll be right back. Folks, as we get into the heart of hurricane season, everybody worries about losing power. WWL wants to help ease your concerns. That's why we teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service to offer you the chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500 portable generator, total value almost $1,000. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, because when the power goes off, Craig comes on WWL, Louisiana Official Emergency Management Station. When we return, we'll visit with Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk about the prisoner swap that involves the U.S., El Salvador, and Venezuela. And we'll specifically address the downstream implications of same. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.